My nails are too long.
Hi.
That was good.
Oh, my God. Today's going to be great.
Yeah. I had a Red Bull.
You got the numbers and stuff?
Somewhere.
Somebody once told me the world is going to roll me.
I was going to freaking sing somewhere over.
Ours is better.
Rainbow.
Wizard of Oz?
Thank you.
I totally watched that last night.
Wow.
Kind of. I was stoned off my mind.
And you were loving it.
God, the monkeys?
Ugh!
No.
Enough boy talk. Girls run the world. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast, where you should listen responsibly because we talk dirty here.
Yeah.
I'm Vicky B. We got the lovely Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Ooh, Sarah. And Sage.
That was beautiful.
That was me.
Hey, girls.
Sarah and Sage. Sage, what is our contact info?
Ooh, I just had it. What did I do? Hold up.
Wait
a minute.
Jeez.
All right. So we have a new number. Again, not again, but a new number as of lately. 253-778-6029. You can either text us or call us, leave a message, all that jazz. Then you can also email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com. And then Twitter, Instagrams, Facebooks.
The broadcast 999.
Yup.
Yeah, all the media.
And side note, I don't know if this will make you want to leave messages, but I have our broadcast on the Google Voice app on my phone. So if you text me, I will see that right away.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
So if I choose to respond to it, eh.
Eh.
But we will respond to it on the podcast.
Exactly.
So please text. Actually, do text.
Yes.
I'm very excited about that.
Do. But not while you drive.
No, not while you drive.
Yes.
Text responsibly. Yes. And listen
responsibly.
I think this is like the fourth week in a row we made it to the month mark where we've done a podcast every single day. So
every single Monday, every single week.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Every single day that we podcast on Mondays.
That's impressive.
Yeah. I'm like,
because
woo! Not that we deserve a participation trophy, but we kind of do because this is,
I do.
I want a cookie too.
Ooh, I made cookies.
So you've been cooking up a storm because Sage has a new man that she's seeing.
Shut the front door. I didn't know this.
Okay, I can't see Sarah. I need to move this mic.
I know. Yeah, I know. I just see your mic in the face.
All right. So catch Sarah up because she wants to hear the gossip.
Yeah. So I met a guy.
Tinder?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good old Southern boy.
Country boy.
From Arkansas.
Oh,
he
listens
well, he's from Tennessee, but lived in Arkansas.
And you swiped left and went on a date and banged?
Swiped right. And the funny thing was I actually was considering not going on the date just because I freaking hate Tinder and all that jazz. You see, I censored myself.
I know.
That was good.
I'm going to start tallying when Sage censors herself and when she doesn't.
But yeah, and then I was just like, you know what? Screw it. We're going to watch the game. It was Monday Night Football.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, so if we have nothing in common, at least I can sit there and watch the game.
And drink.
At a bar?
Yeah. He turned out to be really freaking awesome.
He's cool?
He's really cool. He's a lot like me, but the Southern male version.
So he listens to the podcast.
He does. He's going to be super stoked that we're talking about
him. So we can't trash talk him?
Yeah. Dude, you're such a douche.
How's his...
Jesus.
Sarah.
I'm not going to go into detail.
Have you had sex?
No.
Did you? What?
No,
really?
No.
You are a Southern man. That is so.
You take care of our Sage now. I have to take my shotgun and do unspeakable things to you.
Get dirty with it. Wait, that's impressive. Have you, other things?
Done stuff?
Yeah.
Possibly.
Was it good?
Of course.
Now I know that he listens. I'm just going to, ask all the weird questions.
I'm so sorry.
I am not.
But yeah, no, he was actually in Arkansas the last 5 days and I picked him up last night and we were driving home and he goes, did you record a podcast while I was gone? And I was like, no, we do it on Mondays. And he's like, good, I didn't miss any.
That's so funny.
He loves
so cute.
It.
That is really cute. Wait, so why haven't you guys done it? Have you asked?
How long do you wait if you actually meet somebody and you like them? I've done all different things. I've done waiting, a month or two, or tried to wait a month.
I was going
to
say Vicky, really.
I waited, 2-3 weeks with my last boyfriend.
Two, three weeks.
I tried for a month. It was more
she
like
was
three.
Out of town for like 2 weeks.
2.5.
Probably.
No. Yeah, which was my last boyfriend, what, 2 years ago? Okay. But everyone else, it's like, if you're just my, you know, hey, I think you're cute. Let's do this. It's usually right away, but.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like nowadays, people our age, it's so weird if you even wait like a week or so. Like, I'm shocked that it's been, what, 2 weeks?
I'm shocked myself, but.
But it's really not that weird. Like, when I was dating that dude, he didn't want to have sex for 6 months because he was sick of
which
easy
one is this?
Girls.
Was this,
and all
was this the taco guy?
Taco dude.
Yeah.
And I was,
which
I was shocked. And then, yeah, I was shocked. And then I told my friends all about it. And they were even, like, more shocked. And then they were calling him out on it. And I was like, I don't know. Maybe he's trying to actually get to know me to see if he wants to put his, you know what.
Jesus.
Yeah, we're just.
Trying to say that.
I've actually gone a couple for Sarah so far.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. Have you guys talked about it or anything? Or that's.
Yeah. No, it's. I mean, it's just a personal preference that we're just not
for both?
Yet. Yeah, yeah, I mean,
I think that's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
See, because I mean, I think a lot of people think it's weird coming from me or even us. They're like, oh my God, you know, you want to wait. But I have no problem if someone says, I don't want to wait. Let's do it within the first week or the first couple of days. But I also respect anybody who is like, you know what, let's give it a little bit, especially people who respect the boundaries and stuff.
Yeah.
Because sex is fun and it's amazing, but it's all about, you know, consent and comfort.
Yeah.
And if you find more comfort in a couple of weeks or a couple months, then awesome. Like anybody who decides, hey, I'm going to stay a virgin until I'm married, which is what I decided at one point. that ended.
What were you,
ago.
Like 5?
15. Well, I know it ended when I was 15. but I know girls who are almost 30 and they're like, look, I haven't found the guy yet and I want to stay a virgin until I'm married. Granted, she's crazy in her own way, but that's.
Bitches
that's
be great.
Yeah, well, I think
it's your choice, and it's like if you can do that, and you can stick to it, what your belief is, then that's freaking awesome.
No, and I think it's cool too, especially because like some guys judge really hard if you give it up, like the first or second or third night.
The thing is that I am super tired of being like total girlfriend material, and then also being extremely good in bed, but only being seen as being extremely good in bed.
Oh, like they like totally.
She's only a booty call. She's that good in bed. I don't need the rest.
Is that just because you are that good in bed or because you gave it up too soon?
Honey, I am that good in bed.
I believe it.
I believe you.
Let's
Although,
be real.
I think we were going to have one day, we were going to teach each other tips and tricks that involve bananas and other vegetables.
So down to be there. I also want to learn.
Need to get rid of this gag reflex.
Basically.
Oh, I can help you out with that.
Oh my God, that is a video that we cannot show anyone.
Oh, Facebook Live.
No.
Facebook Live, yes, please.
Oh,
anywho, but.
Yeah, why did they just, I don't know, just put you in that category?
Probably because I gave it up too soon, type of a thing. Like,
yeah.
It's silly because some guys do have that mentality, especially some of them, the older ones sometimes do have that.
Yeah.
And growing up Catholic and in a Mexican community, you kind of get that too a little bit. Which is funny because they're like, you're giving them what they want, but then they get, they're grossed out or weirded out by the fact that you're giving them what they
want.
Yeah,
and it's stupid because if you wait later, then they would be like, oh, I'm so glad you didn't give it up to me so soon, or I would have just like took you as one of those girls. And I'm like, okay, but we're actually getting along really well, so maybe you shouldn't judge.
Right.
Because I like sex too, so.
Well, I've had conversations with a lot of my guy friends about it, and they're like, the guy can be super into you, but as soon as you give it up, like, way too soon, that's what their mind is going
to
be focused on.
We might have to have the first guys on the broadcast at some point. Maybe we can get, like, different age groups. We can get Danny, maybe your brother Joe, maybe we can get Ted Smith, get a couple of the guys around the map and ask, like, fill out, like, questions. Like, what is too soon?
Questionnaire.
It's like, what is too soon? Like, in your guys' opinions, I want a couple different ages. Because I honestly don't think in this day and age, it's well known that women like sex, and the fact, like, I grew up thinking, like, no, women are not supposed to like sex, and they're not supposed to experiment, they're not supposed to want to do any of these things, otherwise you will develop a bad reputation.
Yeah. Waiting is not fun, I can tell you.
No, it's not.
It's not.
But yeah, it's like,
you're like, hem, Arkansas man.
And so here's what I tell guys, and if they run away, then I'm like, great. It's like, hey, look, I like having sex early on, specifically for me, because I don't have a lot of free time. I don't want to waste my time on you. If, like, the sex, like, I've met guys where I've connected with on an intellectual and emotional level, and mental level, but the sex was awful.
And even found them attractive. But then once you start doing something sexual, you're like, I am so turned off right now. This is so weird. Like, I don't get it.
You don't click. And it's like, I want to know that we are going to click in all aspects. So if I'm digging you, I think you're awesome, then I will have sex. And if it just doesn't work from there, then that's fine.
It's just really funny because like pretty much throughout my 20s and like teens and stuff, in my mind, it was always test drive the car before you buy it.
Yeah.
But now that I'm getting older, I'm like, that test drive is getting to know the person. Buying the car is getting to that sexual point where you're actually like being intimate and that kind of thing.
Or would like test drive, would it be like, what point would it be like viewing, you know, the Kelley Blue Book and, you know, checking out the
Carfax?
The Carfax. Like, is that like, because I always just assume that that part was, you know, the getting to know each other part. It's like looking at this, I mean, guess everything is online now. Everything's so fast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's we live in such an odd generation. And Sarah, you've never done any of the online dating.
I haven't.
So it's kind of nice to talk to somebody who's kind of got a clean slate on that. Like, how do you find guys?
You're blessed.
To date?
She goes out a lot.
Yeah, I find those ones at the bar and
the gas
truck.
Station.
The gas station and a taco truck.
See,
those
are actually kind of amazing because those are the best stories. But I've realized that whenever I've met anybody online, nothing ever works. And like, I have no problem, quote unquote, just leaving the situation because it's disposable.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And it's weird for me is I've never really been that interested in, I don't know, in the online thing or in any of that. Like,
well, you're not a social media person.
Person
like,
in general.
Like,
but
for
like,
your own stuff, yeah.
Even when, so I'm kind of like seeing dating this dude or something, which we'll get to in a second. But I met him like through a friend of a friend of a friend. It was one of those situations.
Yeah.
And I like told my friends that I was going out with this dude. And like, they were instantly like, oh, well, have you looked him up on Facebook? Like, what's his name? What's his full name? Like, and I'm like, honestly, I thought about doing that, but I don't want to know anything about this dude. I don't want to already judge him.
Yeah,
I don't want to know that.
Him.
Yeah, I don't want to know that he already has a dog or he's lived in Kansas or, you know, anything like that. So I feel like for me, like, I don't want to judge someone right off a Tinder profile if they're like, oh, I really like this, that, and the other.
I like hiking.
Yeah, and if I don't
Which
like
every
hiking.
Other freaking Tinder guy.
Yeah, and if I don't, then I don't want to completely just be like, you suck.
Well, or even just assume, like, sometimes I realize, like, with some guys' profiles, like, I often think, I'm like, this guy's like, oh, I like to stay fit and active and I like hiking and this and stuff. I'm like, they're not going to like me. You get this notion that they're not going to like you, but you've never even talked to them.
Yeah,
you assume they're not going to like you.
And you have no idea what they're into or not into.
Yeah,
like,
see, the thing that turned me on about Philip's profile was
Philip, we get
Philip.
Your name.
Damn it!
I'm about to Facebook stalk you now, Philip.
Yeah, because it's a super uncommon name.
Are you friends on Facebook?
No, actually. But anyways, his profile, like the first line was something about like being yourself, like being super true to yourself, which is something that I've always been about. Like, I am not fake. I don't pretend to be anyone that I'm not.
Yeah.
Hence her burping at the beginning of this podcast.
And again, whew, I had a Red Bull, so a little carbonated up
at least
there.
It's not like a jerky burp because those get stanky.
Gnarly. But yeah, and it was just like super laid back and chill, and yeah, I don't know. Plus, he was cute.
You loved his first liner, and then his four pictures? They're four or five.
Like that.
A couple.
I don't remember.
Like, I think max five or six.
What did he first say to you when he talked to you? Was it something like? Hey.
No, I actually messaged him because
what? Girl, you go.
Hell yeah.
Were you like, hey?
No, because he had his. Sorry that I'm telling our entire story.
He's loving it.
He had his Instagram hooked up to it so you could like see the photos.
Oh, yeah.
And he grows for a living. So I messaged him and I was like, your plants are beautiful.
The marijuana or the sunflowers?
Yeah, because it is legal.
The marijuana.
Well, okay. I was just making sure. Yeah, I love me some sunflowers. So I'd be like, you grow sunflowers.
I actually think he might have sunflowers in his garden.
I like you, Philip. I like you now. I want a sunflower.
But yeah.
And he was like, thanks.
Yeah.
Your breasts are beautiful. Can I say that?
No, you can't.
Your breasts are large.
Breastises. They are.
God, I'd be so good on Tinder.
No, you wouldn't.
Probably not.
You would hate it.
Oh, man.
And then that's how it all started.
Yep.
Aww. Mm-hmm. It's funny because like I never had any lasting. I don't think I've ever got a boyfriend off of online, like an online dating site. I had a boyfriend for a week that I met on Facebook. That was a weird story.
It's Facebook. Sounds weird.
Well, he was my friend. Like when I used to have before I had my fan page, I just had a Facebook page for work.
Yeah.
And so I had a bunch of friends. And so his popped up and I'm like, oh, he's real cute.
My high school boyfriend, I met off of MySpace.
That's so funny.
MySpace.
Oh my God.
But I have a couple of like really good friends I have met on Tinder, and some of them like
I have a lot of good guy friends that I've met on Tinder
that you like would go on a date with and then be like, oh, we're just homies.
Yeah, like there's just no like sexual attraction or chemistry. Well, but we get along.
These people I have had sex with.
Well, yeah,
I was gonna say they probably have sexual like chemistry like towards you. Like they probably want to
come
do
on.
You.
Who doesn't?
Right.
Come
but
on.
Then you're just like, sorry, I'm friend zoning.
Yeah.
Well, one of my guy friends, it's like we get along super well. We'll hang out. We'll go do stuff together, and we'll get naked sometime. But I told him like, look, I'm basically, I basically laid it out for him.
Your definition of friends is
a little different.
A little different.
It is.
But I want to be one of those friends.
You know, I've seen you naked plenty.
Yeah, I'm sure that's already happened.
Actually, we've never done
much.
Anything. I did kiss her by surprise the other day. It was funny.
Aww. It was so great. We were talking about making out, and then she just
she
planted one on you?
No, she was talking about, have you ever heard of gay chicken? So it's on an episode of Scrubs. You know what the game chicken is, though, with cars and stuff?
Yeah.
So when you're driving, like, and then the first person to pull away.
Yeah. Got
so
you.
On
yeah.
the episode, there's an episode of Scrubs with Brendan Fraser and Dr. Cox, and they were, they were saying gay, like they go in and it looks like they're about to kiss, and then whoever pulls away first is the loser.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I'm always the winner, a gay chicken, Brendan Fraser's character. So I was like, have you never heard of gay chicken? And so I did it to her. She's like, oh, I thought you were actually gonna kiss me. And so I grabbed her face and smooched her like a good one. Not make out, but I gave her a good smooch. And she's like, oh,
it was
my
awesome.
God.
Yeah.
Most
and
action she had
it was in
months.
Front of Danny. Yeah, really, though. In front of Danny. And Danny was like, wait, what? Wait,
like, picture, picture.
Wait, can you do it again? I want to like, film it.
No,
guys.
And I was like, I was just a shock, too.
But I felt like she needed the love.
Oh, girl, I do. Mm.
Yep, that helped a girl out.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, this guy, I'm like, look, we had
gave
just
her some spank make material.
Right.
Every night, girl, since that kiss.
But this guy friend, I'm like, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't see this going any further than what we got going on. Like, I love being your friend. I want nothing but good things to you. I want you to find the girl of your dreams. I'm not that person. So, yes, I am friend zoning you. But it's not so bad because we do get to have sex sometimes.
Like, and he was cool with it? How was his reaction?
He was just like, he was pretty chill. He was basically saying, hey, you know what? If it turned into more, that would have been great. But I'm okay with this, too.
Okay, because
you've met this guy.
Oh, I have?
Yeah, it's...
Oh, I like him. But okay, this is where I need some lady help.
Okay.
Oh, I'm really good at lady help.
Because I am wondering and curious because I asked some of my girlfriends and they're absolutely no help. How many dates do you go on a person or do you like
go out with
and give them a chance until like you don't friend zone them yourself?
5 minutes.
Like,
wait, what?
Like, I have gone out with this dude a few times and we get along. Like, our first date was like 6 hours long. Like, we have stuff to talk about and this and that and whatever. But we've gone out a few times before.
But you don't want to date him.
Well, no, there has been no move made.
And
there has been.
You don't make a move at all?
I don't make a move. No. And he doesn't really. Well, I think I did when I was really, really drunk. I'm pretty sure I made out with him. And then I went to his house, but then like made it clear that we weren't having sex because I was not in the fun, like, let's bone move. I was in the fun, like, I'm going to puke mood. I was that kind of drunk. But anyway, so I'm pretty sure we made out, but nothing has been spoken about it. Nothing. But like, we've been out a few times. And I'm a very, like, touchy feely person, just like with everyone. So.
No. I couldn't stop that one.
But so. I don't know. And I don't really have the kahunas to make a move myself unless I am drunk. Like, I'm actually very, like, kind
cajones.
Of shy person. Kahunos. I'm a shy person when it comes to that stuff, unless I'm drunk, obviously. But, and I feel like I want the guy to make the first move. I feel like I'm very much one of those people anyway because I'm very, like, I wear the pants in my life. And so I want someone else to kind of take control. But I'm like, okay, I don't know if he's friend zoned me or if I friend zoned him or if it's just going to happen or if I'm totally just
I
like,
think
I've
one of you needs
lost.
To grow a pair.
I think,
one
yeah,
of
I
you.
Think you both kind of wanting the same thing. Like,
I don't even know if I want it anymore, though. I'm kind of like,
hey, well, you
out
have to,
cool.
you have to find out.
I know, yeah. right? That's why I'm like,
just ask him.
If you get along, like, what? You like, might as well.
Are you gay?
No. Just because someone doesn't make a move on you doesn't mean they're gay.
But it's like how I. Like, I don't get it.
Well, like, it's even, like, with the guy friend I was just talking about. Like, even though we're bang buddies, we don't do it very often, and he doesn't put the moves on me. Like, even
well,
before I had...
friend-zoned
but
him.
Before I told... We had this conversation.
Yeah.
he, like, we had done stuff before, like, when we, because we weren't in each other's lives for a couple of years, and then we, like, got reintroduced again in the sense of, like, hey, let's hang out again. And then when we hung out, I was our first time, like, actually having sex, and we had sex a couple times after that, and we had a great time. But he never makes the move because he doesn't want to make me uncomfortable. Like, he's tried to be respectful of me.
Before you even said?
The friend zone thing. To be fair, the friend zone thing, we had had sex, and then I told him about this, like, a good 50 minutes after. Basically, I'm like, I'm friend zoning you. I just want you to know this. Does not mean that we're boyfriend girlfriend that because we had sex.
Oh, like, after you had sex? Yeah. Then you, oh,
God. Basically. Oh, my. I'm like, this is not a true friend zone because we're still doing it.
And you're like, and you're like, by the way, you're just my buddy.
Don't, like, don't get attached to
don't
this.
Don't fall in love with this.
No, you don't want this.
You don't want to. I don't know. I realize I definitely love the aggressive men more.
Yeah.
Like, the more, like, literally will be like, I'm like, take my face and make out with me, like, the first date.
See, but you realize that we've, society and, like, as a whole, we've trained men not to do that because that is sexual assault. For him to just grab your face out of nowhere and kiss you, especially if he's never done that before. So you have to be, hey, look, I would like you to be aggressive. If you want to be with me, could you be a little more aggressive?
Well, that's why I keep, like, going out with him and, like, giving him a chance. But it's been
hard to talk to him. Tell
him. Communicate.
But we're not on that level yet.
You're never going to get on the level if you don't say something.
But that level usually happens because it just happens, doesn't it?
Like, Not with every guy.
And I've never had a guy be so, like...
I'm going to apologize right now because I'm about to call him out. But I had to say something on the second date. I was like, are you going to kiss me? But it's also because, like, he's a gentleman. Like, he didn't want to do anything that was going to make me feel uncomfortable.
And sometimes we think, like,
I had to give him the green light.
Sometimes guys need that, like,
and then what
hey,
say?
This is cool. Please do
he
this.
He kissed me. He didn't say shit.
Oh, he was he
God,
like,
I'm sorry.
She just called me out.
You kind of have to in this day and age because sometimes either the guys are a little dumb and they're trying to be respectful. So they're like, I want to be respectful and make sure I don't cross any boundaries with this person.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, I like them, so I want to spend time with them.
Yeah.
It's like you kind of
never experienced this. I've never been with a guy that's been like that.
And maybe this is the kind of guy that you secretly, like, are looking for. Like, you want somebody who can be aggressive. Like, the guy I'm hanging out with now, like, nothing has ever happened in the past. We've always just kind of drove that line. And it wasn't until I kind of mentioned something along the lines of, like, hey, so is this what's up or whatever? And then that's like, oh, okay. Now we know what's going on. We're on the same page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like maybe he, and like when I told him, this is what I like, he's like, oh, okay, awesome, I can do that.
See, Vicky and I aggressive. Are so much about communication. Like, if we're thinking something, we're going to say it.
Yeah, and I totally get it. It's hard for me. Like, it comes easy to her. I'm all about the communication, but I know it's because I have to and I hate it. And because I'm like you, I want him to make the first move. I want to be swept off my feet. But guess what? Sometimes we're not going to get what we want if we don't ask for it.
I know.
So, side note, my friend just texted me. I told her that she actually works here, Sarah Huber. Yeah. She wants me to say fart popsicle on the podcast. So
hey, Sarah! H. Fart popsicle.
Fart popsicle.
Wait, one. Like, ready? Let's see if we can do it in a harmony.
Oh, okay.
And 3, 2.
Fart popsicle.
God, that was awful.
I feel like
it was absolutely terrible.
I feel like the last call was okay. Well, we didn't specify who was going to go up or down or
nope.
I don't even know any of that, man.
Yeah, man.
I always go down.
Down.
Does she, Philip? Does she?
Text
does.
Sino, that she does. Saying his name reminds me of an odd situation that happened to me this weekend.
Uh-oh. Oh, was the name Philip? Oh, is this is not going to be a repeat, is it, you two?
No. We checked. No. When she said that, I'm like, wait, what's he look like?
Yeah, no.
That's so funny.
No, she is not my Eskimo sister again. But I was seeing a guy
technically
named Phil.
We aren't even.
No.
So.
It's like a dating
Eskimo
sister.
Well, then it should happen, okay?
Eskimo kiss sister.
Yeah.
There we go.
So PG.
Right.
Let's make it the real deal. Right. Maybe not with Philip, though. He seems too nice.
No. No.
He's amazing.
Yeah. So why don't you do one of my exes? Why don't you do the guy I was talking about?
Because I remember last time I don't know if it'd be weird if I was Eskimo sisters. Just I feel like it's sloppy seconds.
No.
Unless then we have a threesome.
At least you know that he's good.
Yeah, he's fun. He makes a lot of noises, though.
Like, baby.
No, it's
baby.
Just more like, I was like, what? Wow. Not expecting that one.
It so was like while he's or just in general?
While.
Oh, I see. I like guys that are loud while
but
they're
loud that I had to, like, the second time we did it, like, I turned around because I knew he was almost there, and I shoved my hand in his face and just made him.
When they're too loud, it's really obnoxious because then you kind of like lose your, you're like, what the hell? Like, are you okay? Like, did I hit you in the balls? What's going on?
I just didn't want my roommates to hear, so.
Oh.
Well, no, it sounded like whatever you just imitated, it sounded like he, like, just, I don't know, died or something.
A little bit.
your roommates would be concerned.
No, but I was out this past weekend and at a restaurant or a bar, and I seen a guy walk in. I'm like, oh, that looks like a guy I used to see back in the day. And the reason we stopped seeing each other was because...
Oh, like see, like hang out?
Like, yeah, like we went on a couple, we were going on dates and stuff and hanging out. And I was actually kind of hoping he would go to the next level. I was really liking him because he's the kind of person where he's really quiet. And he doesn't have resting bitch face. He has resting uninterested face.
Mm. So he's just very like stoic and
he's very
reserved.
Like, kind of, except it looks like he's very bored with everything.
Yeah.
And so we went on a couple dates years and years before, and then we saw each other again on a dating site. So we went out again just because I thought he looked like Dave Grohl. So I was like, I really want to hit that.
Dave Grohl.
Oh, he's cute. And so we went out, and we kept going on dates and stuff, and he had just gone out of a relationship. And I'm like, look, this is going to sound weird coming from a girl you're on a second date with, or technically third. But you should go out there, go experience, have fun, you know, release some sexual tension. Go do your thing, bro. And then he's messaged me later that night. He's like, hey, you know, he's kind of shy about it. He's like, can we go? Would you be interested in doing that? I'm like, yeah, let's go have a couple drinks. And we did. And we had a little thing for a little while. But it turned out he was a lot. Sex for him was a bigger deal. So once I had a really stressful day and I said, look, can I please come over tonight? Like, I just want to rip your clothes off and get this done, like, and do all this. And he just got weirded out by it.
Oh.
He's like, I don't think I can do this. I'm not in the same page as you, or I don't see it that way, like sex. I'm like, what? He's like, the whole ripping your clothes off. I'm like, I'm stressed out. Sex is a tension reliever.
Oh, he just thought it was more like a lovey-dovey kind of intimate thing?
I think he just thought I was, like, using him, I guess. Something.
Some guys are like that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you kind of are in a way.
Yeah, but I'm like, what's a mutual using, dude? Like, you're doing the same thing, except you're not being so graphic about it.
Yeah. And maybe if he was, like, didn't have a stress day, he's like, she just wants me for my...
Yeah, it's like, look,
body.
I want to hang out with you. I'm not going to just leave. Like, I actually wanted to hang out with him, but I didn't really feel like going into it, and... We ended up just slowly stopped talking to each other. We were friends on Facebook. I noticed recently we're not friends on Facebook anymore.
Oh, so one of those.
He never was on Facebook much to begin with. So either he blocked me or just deleted me or deleted Facebook, I mean.
You tried to look for him, though, didn't you?
I was curious.
Yeah.
Curiosity.
Did you find him?
No.
He either deleted or he blocked you.
I don't know. I don't remember how to spell his last name, to be honest. So I'm like, I had trouble finding
him. Yeah, I feel like after like one of those and he's like, no, I'm not really trying that. I don't really know how you get back from that.
Yeah, so I'm just like, whatevs. Cool. And I mean, we did hang out, I think, once after that as friends. And like the more I got to know him, the less of the uninterested face he made. Like he was able to open up and be, which was fun. Like I had a great time talking to him.
How does your face change? I have some girlfriends who are like really nice, but their face is the bitchiest face. No, like, they're even worse. We go to parties, and I seriously want to smack them. I say, like, change your face. Like, you're being very Mercer Island. Like, pretend to have a good time. Smile.
Mercer Island.
Well, yeah, that's what I say, because people come up to me and like, wow, you're friends. And I'm like, that's just their face. They're probably having an okay time.
Okay. Just okay.
No, like, how you change the uninterested face, the resting uninterested face, is because he's very quiet. So adding quiet to uninterested face makes it worse. But then when he's actually like comfortable around you, he'll actually talk to you. So he looks a little bit more engaged.
Alive.
But I saw him. He walked in to a bar restaurant I frequent and just.
Who talks like that? I'm sorry.
I frequent. I was being a goofball, okay? But I see him there, and I see him coming in like with his girlfriend. I mean, it's been like 2 years since I've talked or hung out with this dude. So I see him come in with his girlfriend, and I just kind of like one of those where you lock eyes, and all I could do was just like little hand wave, like hey.
You should have been like, hey, do you remember that time when I like asked to rip your clothes off and you said no?
You should have went up to the girl and been like, do you rip his clothes off? Does he rip yours
off?
Does
he like you?
Does he,
Does he feel used?
Does he use deodorant now? Or is
no!
He
still...
He used like a salt brick or something.
Stop. My salt mom brick? Used to do that. Yeah. The healthy, yeah. like.
It's like salt and basically like a brick of salt that you just rub under your armpits.
Because it's like doesn't have any chemicals or whatever in it.
Hell, give me all the chemicals so I don't stink.
For real.
Right.
Okay.
And so I was just
we're
like,
all going to die. Might as well accelerate the process.
Smell good. Yeah. We're all dying.
It smelled good. Yeah.
Ugh. So yeah, that was another reason. He was a little too hippy dippy for my taste, but
ugh.
Anywho,
that's so awkward.
But it was just like I was like, oh, okay. He's
I feel
here.
Like I would say hi to everyone.
We did run into like we did. With. We did like I wasn't going out of my way to go see him. Like when I'd walk past his area, like I wasn't really making eye contact. But there's one point where we literally crossed paths. I'm like, oh hey, how's it going? He's like, oh hey. It was the most awkward conversation. Like I didn't know what to say, and he obviously looked like he just wanted to leave. Like because yeah. I think they were going out to smoke or something. Or they're going outside, all the guys were.
It's just one of those, how have you been?
He's like, good. It's my cousin's birthday. It's her 30, dirty 30. It's just here. I'm like, cool, yeah.
You weren't like, oh, are you getting dirty tonight?
Yeah, no, that would have been weird. If he was in there by himself, then I'd have been like, hey.
So he's still looking fine?
Oh, yeah.
Dave
but,
Grohl.
Like, he did have the uninterested face, so I'm like, what else? That's actually what I was thinking, too. Oh my goodness.
Lord.
But another something interesting I did last night, I'm very proud of. I like the marijuana. It is legal in the state of Washington. We have many stores that you can buy it legally. So I went into one last night and I bought my first marijuana vape pen.
Yay!
What is that? Is that like the cigarette?
Yeah, kind of like a cigarette one. Hold on.
Is it legal to smoke
actually just
inside?
Bought, no. I actually just bought my first cartridge because I have one of the pens. Like, not that type.
This is a disposable one.
Yeah.
So those are the ones done, that actually I can throw away. Yeah. Whoop.
But yeah, what? I've I bought one that's CBD, so okay. It's like 10-1 CBD THC.
Uh-huh.
And
what does that mean?
So CBD doesn't really get you stoned in the first place.
Uh-huh.
It's just more of like.
Are you
the
trying
medical.
To smoke it? Oh, you're trying to smell it. I was like, you can smoke it if you want.
Oh,
but...
girl, I haven't smoked weed in a minute. Wait, so it's just like a cigarette?
It's like a pen, yeah.
And you just like take a puff and
that's,
you're high?
That's the outside, yeah. That's, I mean, the front. You don't want to smoke out of that end.
Yeah.
You smoke out of the other end.
That's well, the
where the end with the hole.
I'm blonde, so I'm not that dumb.
No, but yeah, I got the
wait, and so then do you fill this thing up?
No, this one already comes pre-filled. It's in the package. I got like it's called a juju joint.
Oh, that's cute.
It's like, I got a 250 milligrams because I don't smoke a whole
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, how long will this last?
I don't know because I don't smoke as often as everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was debating. Do I want to just invest? You can buy the whole thing and just buy the cartridges. So over time, it'll be cheaper to just buy the pen and then just buy the cartridges. Because I think the cartridges are like, what, $20 to $30? Depending on which ones you get.
Depending on which ones you get.
Yeah, because this thing was
the one
30.
That I bought was 40.
Yeah.
So if you smoke this in your house, are you quote unquote hotboxing your, like, would it actually be that intense?
No.
No.
Oh.
It's not, because it's not constantly burning like a,
yeah.
Like you would like a pipe or
so
a joint.
So you smoke this in your room and then like what, go to bed or something?
Yeah, well, I smoked it. I took a puff inside my house and then I realized I took too big of a puff. And I ran outside to just let it all out.
That's the hard thing about vapes is that it's super easy to take a way too big
much.
Of a puff.
Mm-hmm. But I was very excited about it. And I would like...
So if you like go out to bars and people are smoking cigarettes, some people will be smoking
you
those.
Could smell this. Like it smells like pot when yeah. you do it.
They but have, that's like totally legal, right? To do it.
You do it outside. But you yeah. have to do it outside the 25
oh,
feet.
Yeah,
and you have to be over 21 to consume these.
Oh, weird.
To even be inside one of those legal pot shops, you have to be 21.
I've always wanted to go into. I'm not really a stoner at all, but I heard those places are super cool.
I was gonna say they look. I all the ones I've been into, they always look classy and.
We
clean.
Should have a broadcast date and go
and talk to people about it.
Well, we should go
and
to,
then get really high.
Can I talk? We should go to the shop that he grows at because you can actually like see
you
all
mean
the plants.
He as in Philip.
Mm-hmm.
Philip, can we come to your shop?
Broadcast date.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And then we should. Does he make food?
No. What?
Does he make edibles?
No.
Like edibles.
No, he just grows.
Oh.
But you can definitely make edibles.
I'm the one who bakes and makes edibles.
Ooh, well, that should be a fun broadcast date, too. Because I'm not really like a big weed smoker, but I'm a big like brownie cookie eater. So.
And those will F you up. So you'll have to find some that are a little bit lower in the THC
content.
Yeah, because
I'll definitely want to eat like the entire brownie.
Yeah, so you have to put like itty bitty bitty bit
Sage's
of weed.
Sage's face. Maybe we'll get regular brownies too.
Yeah. You get one weed brownie, you could eat the rest of the regular
You'll
ones.
Get like a quarter of a weed brownie, and then I'll give you like six regular brownies.
Dude, that would I can't even imagine myself really, really high. It's been a few times, but it's been a while.
No, that one puff did me in last night. I had a headache. I was tired.
Oh, really? Did it make you sleep good?
Oh, I slept so well last night.
Oh, yeah. That's the only reason why I smoke. That and my back pain.
Let's say, because you have insomnia, right?
Yeah, well, because of my medication, it's hard to sleep. So, and plus I am a lucid dreamer. So,
like the scary dreams?
No, it's not scary. It's just that I'm aware of what's going on and I can actually like
control her dreams.
Control. Sometimes I can control, but a lot of the time I'm very aware of what's going on.
That sounds really magical.
I mean, in theory, yes. But when you wake up super exhausted because you've been running
like
around,
living your, yeah.
So because lucid dreaming doesn't happen in stage four, does it? Or is it in the first couple
it's
stages?
In REM stage.
In REM stage? Oh, it is in REM stage.
Mm-hmm. That sounds crazy.
I do that too weird. Sometimes when I don't have an alarm that I have to set the next morning. When I can just sleep as long as I want, yeah. I will lucid dream.
Or whoa.
At least remember my dreams at the very least. But it's pretty awesome sometimes. But then I hate it when I know I'm dreaming and I'm like, I want to have superpowers. Let's start flying. And I'm jumping. I'm like, why can't I fly? This is bull. It's never fun.
That's actually how I found out that I was a lucid dreamer, is because when I was younger, I used to have all of these dreams where, especially when I was a kid, where I would be like on a playground or something, and then all of a sudden I would just start like levitating and like hovering just because like I wanted to. And then I would like talk to my mom about it, and she's like, yeah, you're a lucid dreamer.
No big deal. That's fine.
No big deal.
Levitate your dreams.
There's tricks and stuff that you can do to make yourself a lucid dreamer, to do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there's like audio things that you can listen to that kind of tap in.
That sounds kind of scary.
While you're falling asleep.
Like, it sounds really cool, but like,
as long as you're not, like, I've lucid dreamed through a zombie nightmare, and that sucks.
Yeah, see, that sounds really, really frightening. Like you want to wake up.
Yeah, and it,
and you can't wake up, really?
No, I mean,
I typically, sometimes you can.
I've been able to kind of like go out of it, but I haven't ever been able to just like wake myself up.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's sometimes where I'm like, all right, like where I starts to get scary, I'm like, all right, wake up.
This
I will yell at myself, wake up, wake up.
Yeah.
It reminds me of those falling dreams.
Oh, those are kind of fun, but scary.
But then you're like, and then you jerk and you're like, oh.
See, the ones I hate are the ones where I think I'm dreaming, but I think I'm eating. So I'm eating in my dream, so I have like a nice juicy hamburger or something. And then I go, my hand moves and just in my face. I'm like, where'd my burger go? Or where I think I'm talking to someone on the phone and then it's just like I'm slapping my hand. Slapping my face. Just like, where's my phone? Hold on.
See, I hate the ones where I get into an argument with someone or like something happens and then I wake up and I'm pissed.
Oh,
like that actually happened, what was it, like last week? I woke up next to homeboy and I had a dream. I don't even remember what the dream was about, but I was pissed at him for something. But I was also pissed at like a bunch of my coworkers and stuff too. So I woke up and I was just in a terrible mood. And I was like, you need to check your attitude because it was a dream.
Right.
None of this happened.
You're like, but I was really mad at you in my dream.
So pissed.
Oh, dear Jeebus. I usually have I'll have the sex dreams and I'll walk in like in the morning, or in the morning wherever I'm at. And I'll look at somebody and I'm like, oh, that reminds me of the person I had a sex dream about. Crap, I'm oddly attracted to this person now. But I know I'm not.
I want my dream to come true.
Well,
but it's just the feelings.
You're the ones. You're the one who has sex dreams about your coworkers. So
yeah, I do that too sometimes. Yeah.
Dude, I've done that too.
I've never.
It's weird too. It's weird.
Well, to be sex fair, dreams. You're related to some of your coworkers.
Ugh, gross.
Not them, thank God.
Yeah,
that'd be a nightmare.
My sex dreams always, they're like somebody else, and then like halfway through they turn into someone else, like somebody that I know, and I'm like, what the hell.
I like the first guy better.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh my god, this guy's hot, and now I have an old man. Damn.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
I would like the old man. I'm just kidding.
I'm technically dating an older man. 11 years.
Yeah. Oh wow. How old's Philip? Is he older?
He's younger. My age.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Just right there.
So actually, I was going to talk to you ladies about something. So I found out, it's kind of a surprise because not everyone else knows they're going to be in the wedding party, but I'm going to be a maid of honor for a wedding.
Whoa, congratulations. They like you the most out of their friends.
She
isn't that what it usually
have
is?
A whole lot of friends.
Oh.
Okay, but she does have a lot of friends that live in the state.
Yeah.
So that is why.
And it's always hard to have a maid of honor who's not, you know, in the same city or state as you.
Yeah, and at the same time, she's very independent. She likes to do her own thing. So, like, whenever we, when I have asked her to hang out, like, hey, let's go do something, I'm just going
to
sit around.
So this is about to be, like, really awkward.
God, are you talking about me?
No.
That's how I am.
Hey, no, we went to lunch that one time.
Yeah.
That was for my birthday.
Yeah.
This is actually my roommate's fiance. And
oh,
so,
righteous.
Is she here yet?
No, she will be, I think, beginning of next year at some point.
When are they getting married?
Maybe March-ish.
You don't have a lot of time.
No, I do not. So she comes from a culture where the bride and groom, or they're supposed to pay for everything. So she feels guilty asking us to rent our dresses. And, like, I've seen the dress. Like, I helped pick it. So I'm like, no, not that one, not that one. She's torn between two. I was like, don't do that.
Is it cute, the other one?
The other one's way cuter, and it will fit all our body types.
Yeah, that's always important.
So I just hate strapless stuff.
Strapless is my boobs are too big.
My shoulders are too broad.
Yeah, plus, same. And then, like, you need to get, like, a special bra or sticky something. Mm. Like, that's just
chicken cutlets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Which don't even work that well.
Like, just just what's the problem with some straps?
Yeah, for real.
They look cute. So she's kind of having a hard time with the idea of me planning her something. One, because she's a control freak. She's openly
admitted. I was going to say that's going to be, like, my biggest thing, having a maid of honor or anything, because I'm like, I can plan everything way better than any of my friends.
Right. Exactly.
Mercer actually. Island faces.
Yes.
No, I
change your face for my wedding.
I would plan the best stuff for you. Just saying, if you
perhaps,
have a bridezilla.
But you have to admit that I would be like bridezilla.
Oh yeah, you would.
I'd be like,
yeah, I'm staying away from that.
I would make sure you had the penis straws for my bachelorette party.
Oh yeah,
I want penis straws.
I want penis everything.
Everything. We should all just dress up as penises.
Like the big inflatable ones. Those are amazing.
Oh yeah, all the bachelorette party.
So we. So I've been trying to, like, write down lists, like, of things that she might like, because she's having a hard time, like, the idea of us spending money at all for her bachelorette party. I'm like, well, maybe we can do a weekend in Portland.
That's money.
That is money. But if you do a Airbnb, like, we spent 2 days, there's four of us, 2 days in a townhome in Portland. And I think we each paid $20.
Leavenworth is really nice to go
to as well.
It depends on the time of year too. Like, I think after the holidays it should be better.
Yeah.
But Leavenworth was another idea. I said Portland, if you want to do something here, we can do that. If you like, I don't think she'd have a problem necessarily going to a strip club, but I don't think she wants to.
Yeah, she doesn't.
That's why you
that
just bring a stripper to you.
That's what I was saying too. Again, money. So it's like, I'm like we have no problem spending money because it means that we're all going to have a good time.
Yeah. Plus, like, bachelor, that's like, it's just an excuse to party.
Exactly.
Like,
although, like, having to pay for stuff kind of sucks.
Because
I've been in a couple of weddings, and having to pay for all that stuff when you don't really want to expect it.
Like, transportation and then, like,
and that's why
decorations.
When my girlfriend, she's like, I'm sorry, you were, like, the last one cut. She got a couple of stepsisters, or, like, she has a stepsister, and then her brother got married, so she now has another sister, so she kind of felt, you know, like, well, I mean, she's probably closer to them now too. So she's like, you just barely, like, if we had one more groomsman, you would have made the cut for a bridesmaid.
A different wedding.
For another wedding that I just attended. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, no, I'm okay with this. Like, as much as I would have loved to have done that, but I was still there for the bachelorette party. I was there helping her pick, like, dresses for, like, for other events and stuff that she's going to.
No, it's a lot of work.
So, and, like, she had, like, a maid of honor, and she had, like, the honorary. There's one gal, she's like, don't make me your maid of honor, even though she was the maid of honor to her wedding. She's like, I'm just far too busy right now. But she still paid for half of some of the stuff.
Yeah.
And bought a bunch of this other stuff for the party. So I'm like, I'll just make sure she has a couple drinks paid for, some of her food paid for, and I'm good, man. It was a pretty, like, inexpensive. I didn't have to buy the dress. So I was okay with it. I have no problem not being a bridesmaid.
I think you should ask this bride, though, that you're the maid of honor. Like, would she prefer, like, getting away for a weekend? Or would she prefer, like...
Here's the thing. She just gives me the whole, I feel guilty. Like, I'm like, no, don't have to go over the top for me. Don't do this for me. And I'm just sitting here like, it's okay.
Well, I mean, wait a second. If she doesn't really have any friends, is it just going to be you two on this trip?
No.
Yeah, just go to 13 Coins.
It's like...
You can stay there all day long.
Yeah.
Comfy chairs.
Good coffee, too.
So there'll be at least four of us.
Oh, okay.
That are, so there's going to be four.
You should just talk to the other girls and be like, yo.
But they don't know yet.
They don't know what?
That they're going to be the bridesmaid. They haven't
been
asked
yet. Oh my God, she's getting married in March.
Right?
This is terrible.
I need to talk to them because my roommate, I don't know if I mentioned this on the last podcast, but I do have a bone to pick with him about something. Not so much that he did anything wrong, but I'm sitting here like, what is your reasoning? Because it is stupid.
Sounds about right.
I love him, though. I love him so much.
Yeah. So I came up with a couple ideas. So I was thinking maybe we can go to like a chocolate place and do like a chocolate tasting, chocolate and wine.
Go to Theo's Chocolate in Fremont.
Wait, for what?
Yeah. For her bachelorette party if she doesn't want to go. So I'm thinking like, like that might be a thing. Do a, like, you know, drink wine and paint kind of thing.
Go to Theo's Chocolate and then go to Brower's next door.
Brower's? What's Brower's?
It's a, they have like something like 148 beers on tap or some bowl like that.
Ew.
I just know that one of the gals that's going to be there, or one of the bridesmaids, she's just super health nut, like CrossFitter kind of girl.
Nobody cares.
Right. Yeah. Super nice. But I'm just like, I hope you don't have any dietary restrictions and I hope you can just drink your calories.
Yeah.
And the other gal is really nice too.
Bring some freaking cucumbers or something.
Right.
Yeah. Bring, bring a box of kale chips.
But if you guys out there from the broadcast have any ideas on what I can do, something fun, please
let us know.
Suggestions.
Text us.
Text us. Army.
Message us. Email.
I would say just kick out Steve, kick out the dudes, have everyone get like,
or do, do a like slumber, a slumber party.
Like fill your apartment with a bunch of and then get wasted and
paint each other's nails.
Yeah,
have
do
a
facials, and then if you want, go like do karaoke or something. Yeah. But like, I feel like since she doesn't care and she like wants to keep it cheap, that's like keeping it cheap. Yeah. But still, it's fun and celebrating.
Yeah. Oh, I can't even do her nails because I'm really good at doing nails because I have long fingernails, so I've perfected how to do it well. And so she'll sit there forever. And she's like, no, I messed up a nail. I have to redo it. And you, it's hard to like take the nail polish off just one finger without messing up the other ones.
Oh, yeah. If you're doing it on your own.
And so I'm like, hey, let me do your nails for you. No, I'm good. Like, she just has that much control issues. She's like, no, I have to do it. Like, it has to be perfect. I'm like.
So definitely like get her drunk right as she walks in.
Right.
So then she'll think everything's great.
Yeah. So, yeah, any ideas would be very helpful. I do have the bone to pick with my roommate. And I don't remind me. I don't know if I said this last week. So I had texted both roommates. I have Blazin and Tahiti. And I said, hey, how early is too early to start decorating for Christmas?
We didn't talk about this.
No. Okay, cool. So I wanted to start decorating because I cleaned the house the other day. And I'm like, oh, it'd be perfect if I just had a lot of my decorations up because it's already clean and it looks so pretty.
Yeah, and you're already like in that mood.
Mm-hmm. I'm already in that mood. Put some Christmas music on, you know, just not even put the tree up. Just decorate.
Sage.
Right.
She looks like she's going to vomit.
Because I'm not really going to be there much and I don't have a whole lot of free time this next month. So I just kind of want the house to look nice because I don't know when I'm going to have time to do it. So one roommate's like, I don't mind like the week before Thanksgiving or of Thanksgiving to do it. That's cool.
Yeah.
And my other roommate, Steve, says, nah, I think it needs to be after Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
The thing that pisses me off about him, though,
is that he's not going to do it.
He's not going to do it. Also, if I say, hey, we bought the tree this day, let's decorate it this day. No, I can't. I'm busy, which makes sense because he's the one that's getting married and he spends his time
then
when
he
can.
Then he's got no opinion.
So, exactly.
This.
And so I said, I'm like, no offense, but you have no say in this. If so last year I put up the tree and I'm like, hey, guys, let's get together, the three of us, and decorate our Christmas tree. And we couldn't get a day together. And I'm like, hey, how about now? No, I'm busy, busy. Like you said, you were free. Like he's the person like, hey, when are we going to do this? Let's try for 1 o'clock. Okay, cool. 1 o'clock comes by. He's like, actually, it's gonna be more like 2:30. I'm like, well,
is he the
screw
person that like triple books things?
Kind of, or he doesn't understand the concept of time. He's like, well, we started watching this movie.
Tahiti time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm like, okay, we'll leave about one. He's like, well, I started watching this 2.5 hour long movie with my girlfriend just now, so yeah, we're not done with it yet. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to kill you. I'm just going to leave you and I'm going to do my own thing.
Do you guys get a tree together? Like a real tree?
We did last year, but every other year before that, we just had like a fake tree.
Oh, yeah. Fake trees are the shizness.
That's the way to go.
So
my thing is like, why did you even ask them?
Well, because I didn't want them to get mad if I started decorating the house without them or if they didn't want the decorations up or if they want. They said they want to go buy a lot of decorations and make the house like over the top.
I mean, I feel like first of all, they're dudes.
Mm-hmm.
So they shouldn't care. And if they do,
that's
they need
sexist.
To get a life.
It is weird though, because it's when we had a luau at my house, like a luau theme. And I came home and they went nuts. They like all the cooking I basically did, but they went and bought like $100 or $200 worth of decorations.
Yeah, and like just, it was awesome. Like you were like, hell
but
yeah,
I'm like, for
right?
one, that was for one day, so I thought that was stupid. I'm like, really, guys? I'm not chipping in for this because I did not agree to any of this, so I'm not giving you a cent.
Yeah,
but I did pay for all the food. But But that's just kind of like, if you're not really going to commit, I'm like, you're not, if it was up to you, Steve, because of your procrastination, the tree wouldn't be up until like 5 days before Christmas.
Yeah. Or 5 days after.
I'm right. So like, I love the decorations, but putting them up really isn't fun times for me. My dad's like really, really into it.
Yeah.
And we always do it like right after Thanksgiving, which I think is good. But if he was like, I don't have any time after Thanksgiving, I'm going to do it now, I'd be like, cool, go for it, bro.
Right.
Like, I think it's gorgeous and I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
So I yelled at my mom because she put up her stuff yesterday. And I'm like, it's not even Thanksgiving.
The thing is, we're not celebrating at my house. We're not celebrating it at my house. We're celebrating my parents' house. So it's like, what does it matter?
And what thing? I mean, we have pumpkins and now we have more gourds out for Thanksgiving. But what Thanksgiving decorations are you decorating?
I'm not talking about decorating for Thanksgiving. I'm just saying you don't Christmas decorate until after. Like, I'm not going to start doing my Halloween decorations on Labor Day.
I would.
Well, okay, pretty much like year round it's Halloween decorations in my house.
So, let's be honest.
Yeah, let's be really real.
Have you started your Christmas shopping at all?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah. See, I got most of my Christmas shopping or half of it before Halloween.
I normally wait, but then I end up being like super freaking broke.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, let's just... I've been seeing stuff, and as soon as I see it, I'm like, okay, just grab it. I'm almost done.
See, that's what I've been doing just because I didn't want to go completely broke in 1 month. So it's just like a little bit by little.
Yeah.
So that's just, I mean,
I'm suffering so hard on my Christmas shopping.
I'm making a lot of stuff.
Oh.
I'm only
buying.
So you're
creative. I'm like really bad at making things. So then even if I try, it ends up looking like crap. And then I'm like, I would feel really bad giving this to anyone.
To be fair, I've been sending Sarah like, hey, here's a cool idea for your dad. Your stuff,
yeah,
your dad.
No, Vicky's been more like shopping for my dad than I have.
I'm not buying your dad anything. I'm
I know,
just, like,
but
here.
Like, you actually have like ideas, and I'm like, that's actually a really good idea.
I've been doing that with a couple of my buddies for their girlfriends. Like, I found this really awesome mirror, and they'll cut it in the shape of any state.
Oh, wow.
And so they're from Iowa.
Oh, huh.
So I found one that was like an Iowa shaped mirror because they're both, you know, they love
Wonder
their state.
Who that's
right,
for.
Christine. She's not listening. But you know,
I'm
like
lost.
It was. What?
I'm lost.
Oh, you're fine. So I sent it to him. He's like, crap, you're way much better at shopping for her than I am.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm not going to spend $200 on somebody.
That's really nice.
Maybe my parents.
To help us out.
That's what I'm here for.
Mine's like a $50 max.
Yeah, it depends on the person. I think I just bought my mom. My mom's not listening to this. And it just delivered. I got the notification just now. I got her one of the Blu-rays for Game of Thrones. I think there's 5 Blu-rays out, and she only had up to 3, so I'm getting her number 4.
Oh, is that like pretty cheap though?
It's like $40.
Oh, depending. Whoa, never mind.
Blu-rays, especially
with a box set.
Yeah, because it's not just like one movie; it's hours and hours and hours.
Oh,
because they also have like commentary and all that jazz
behind
the
scenes,
but
kind of stuff.
I have to get Blu-ray because I for sure guarantee it's going to be in Spanish. So I need to always get Blu-ray for my folks because it's almost always in Spanish.
Dang, that adds up real quick.
Yeah, so I'm actually very excited for all my gifts.
See, that's the thing that I hate about buying gifts so early is that as soon as I get them, I hate having to hold on to them because I want to give them to the person so bad. Like, I'm working on Phillips right now, and I'm just like, it's going to be done soon, but I don't want to freaking wait.
I'm going to ask what it is off because I know he's listening. Yeah. And I don't want to spoil it for you, Philip.
Yeah. I'll tell you guys after.
No. I actually need to go Christmas shopping today.
See, Christmas shopping is so great, Sage. How could you not set up for this early? Christmas is so much better than Thanksgiving.
Anyways, I think it's a good place to leave off because I got to go see a movie after this.
Oh, yeah,
what movie?
Arrival?
Oh, the one with
Amy Adams Jeremy Renner.
I like Amy Adams.
It's getting really, really great reviews. It's supposed to be like one of the best ones. I think your dad's actually seeing it too today, but in a different theater.
Yeah, are you guys going on a date?
What? Me and her dad? Yeah, no.
A secret date.
Although we went to a movie once. It was when How to Train a Dragon came out.
Oh, I liked that movie actually.
But he's like, I have no one to go with. I'm like, well, I'll go. I'll see it again because I was still kind of babysitting sometimes. So I took my two boys.
Babysitting BJ?
No.
I know, that's what I thought first.
Well, when do I not babysit BJ?
Let's be real. Like, that's your job.
A glorified babysitter. So I took the two boys and it was so much fun. So I'm like, I've already seen it, but I have no problem seeing it again. And I went with BJ and we went to the Parlor Live. We were supposed to have Anthony Anderson, the comedian actor, in, and his flight didn't come in time, but we went by them. They're like, oh, he's here. because they recognized us at the parlor.
Oh, that's so cute.
And so we saw him. We met Anthony Anderson, and he's like, oh, is this your wife? So
you're like, well, we did just see How to Train Your Dragon together.
No, we were about to see it.
We're about to go on our first date.
It's not a date. I'm his child, or the other way around. One of the other two.
Yeah.
He, funny enough, he did cry at the movie. And oh. I was like, are you okay?
He's such a little wuss.
He's so cute.
Oh my God. Your dad comes off like he tries to be so hard and like.
I think half of him
he
is.
Tries to be so like rude.
So badass.
Like, you're a sweetheart.
You're like, he's shocking rude. He is rude. That is real. But he's also a softie.
Yeah.
Just get him right in the feels.
He's never been rude to me, but I also don't
She's
work with
rude
him.
To Vicky like 89% of the time.
And half the time, I just, like, the best way to say if he's ever rude to you, just stare at him blankly and walk away.
He always comes over to the sales department and, like, super loud goes, good morning, everyone.
Unnecessarily
loud.
And everyone just like looked stares.
Up and we're like, good morning, PJ.
No, see, that's
and then,
nice.
And then you'll see like Chris running down. Hey, you got 30 seconds.
No, he'll usually come in the first thing in the morning. He's like, good morning, ya f**ks. Yeah. I'm just like, damn it.
No wonder I like him.
Well, I think this is a good place to end.
Yay.
Goodbye, ya f**ks. I literally just like made out with the microphone right now.
I know. These microphones are disgusting. Smell it.
No.
It smells like old spit.
That's disgusting. I'm done.
But yeah, so if you lucid dream, tell us some of your dreams. We did cover bachelorette party ideas.
Also, if you are listening to this today, 11/21, tune in tomorrow.
On Monday.
Monday. Tune in tomorrow. We have live day. So.
And Sage is going to be broadcasting live from the broadcast.
Yeah, so I'll be on Facebook. Broadcasting.
Wait, what?
She's gonna do a Facebook live from the broadcast Facebook page.
That is so cool.
Like not all day, but I'll do just for a little I'll bit. Do little spurts.
No, I can't believe they're doing all day.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
So we're gonna have live day during the morning show and the afternoon show, and in between there's gonna be a little like it's gonna be live on Facebook still, so you'll catch Danny and me from 10 to 12.
Doing things, running
doing
around.
Doing stuff. You'll see us for
Hopefully
sure.
Vicky will get naked.
No, Danny said he's getting naked. I'll let him do it. He's got nice.
I don't want to get naked.
I would rather see you naked.
You've seen me naked plenty.
Unless is Luke and Wilson coming it. In, no. He can get naked.
God,
I love him.
I don't know. When he cut his hair, I'm just like, Luke.
I know.
I don't care. I mean, like, I miss his long hair.
I don't like his mustache, though.
He has a mustache now? I haven't been paying attention.
I don't care. That boy could be wearing a paper sack, and I would still think he's hot.
But anyways, what
but the... But Philip, you're hotter.
Luke Wilson, if you're listening. Hey, what's up, buddy?
Because he's mine, so...
Well, thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Woo!